Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
Greetings, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. One of the hardest things for me to grapple with is when my work doesn't work. I'm naturally filled with questions. Am I hustling hard enough? Am I pushing hard enough? What am I doing wrong? In the frenetic energy and chaos of these moments, I try everything and anything possible. I'm searching for the answers to these questions. I'm filling my time with activities that tell me what to do, who to be, and how to provide value. But something happened today when I decided to quiet down and sit in the silence. I could actually hear what I needed. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/279. You may have not gotten this impression as you listen to the show, but for the last few months, my work hasn't been working very effectively or efficiently. Sure, on the surface, I'm producing podcasts, writing newsletters, producing client work, and teaching, but I feel something has been off. It's kind of like a car that runs, but it needs a tune-up. Since I've been feeling this, I have been filling my time reading books, blog posts, mindlessly scouring social media looking for answers, taking webinars and courses, listening to music, listening to voices of others, listening to all of this content, trying to find an answer to these questions that are plaguing my work right now. But today I had a moment to just sit in the silence of my morning, and I realized that I was hurting. For a few years, I've had a burden on me, and a few weeks ago, it was released. Not completely, not fully, but enough to where the level of intensity and focus that I've had to have for the last few years has been significantly lessened. And in the absence of that burden, I realized the toll that the past few years have taken on me. I physically see it in the bags under my eyes and in the weight that I've gained, and just the gray that has shown up in my beard and in my hair. But I didn't really realize the toll that it had taken deep down inside. I didn't realize that until I started journaling and just getting that pain onto the paper. And as I poured these feelings, all of the stuff that I've been filling my mind with, all of these courses, all of these webinars, just rang hollow and empty. I just didn't need it. It was all just distraction. Because all of these courses and webinars, all of this stuff that I've been consuming, it's ultimately not what I needed. And as I reflected on this, I realized that I don't spend a lot of time in silence. Instead, I spend all of my time hustling, making, creating, living. I fill the dead air of my soul with everything so that I don't have to feel the pain. And it's just interesting how when I took just, it wasn't long, it was like 30 minutes in silence, I just realized how much value and how much joy and how much sorrow and how much pain and how much life is in that silence. So I thought I'd take a moment to just share how to help you sit in silence, because it's not comfortable for a lot of people. Hell, it's not comfortable for me. And yet, it's so necessary. You don't need to take another webinar. You just need to sit in silence, Chris. These are the things that I'm hearing myself say as I just kind of quiet down and reflect. So first thing that you can do to sit in silence is to grab a notebook and write down what you're thinking or feeling. Julia Cameron, she wrote the book The Artist's Way, and she calls these morning pages, and you just do a mind dump on what you're thinking and feeling. And I want to just let you know, don't be afraid of what you unearth as you let it pour out onto the page. I was surprised just to hear how angry I was about what I was feeling when I wrote down in my notebook this morning. And as I just kind of let these feelings out, as I let the anger pour forth onto the page, I actually started to feel better. I started to feel that I knew the steps that I needed to do. As I let the negative emotions and the anger onto the page, it revealed some of the hope that was on the other end. So grab a notebook and just write down those feelings. The second thing you can do is just close your eyes and breathe. Brené Brown recommended something in Dare to Lead where you breathe in fours. So breathe in to a count of four, hold for a count of four, breathe out for a count of four, and hold for four. And that's actually really hard to do. I was surprised to hear how difficult that was, because I just want to get done with it. I want to get on with my work. But that's not the point of that. The point is to slow down. It's so hard to slow down. And that's what silence forces us to do, is to slow down and to feel. Another way, a third way, to sit in silence is just to sit and listen to the sounds in the area around you. As I was typing my notes for this episode, I could hear the whirring of the computer fan. As I pause, I can hear the whirring of it still. I could hear the tapping of the keys on the keyboard. And I could hear the gurgling of my stomach. I hear the wind blowing outside. And as I let my mind shift amongst the different sounds, I feel present. And that's the value of silence, is that it helps you to be present in the reality of life. The fourth thing that you can do is just to stare off into distance in the silence of the room and let your focus drift in and out. Much like with a camera where you can change the focal plane, let your focus drift from one object to another. I wear glasses, and so I like to take my glasses off so that I can just let my out-of-focused view just be. And as I stare off into the distance, I let my mind wander. I let my thoughts drift in and out of the things that I need to do, the things that I aspire to do, the dreams that I have, the dreams that I once had, the stories that mean something to me, the life that is important to me, the words that just pop into my mind. This is what happens when you sit in silence. Another thing that you can do is to drive in silence. I'm often driving with music on. And I drive a lot. I drive probably 80 to 160 minutes a day. And that's a lot of time. And I can fill that time with music. I can fill that time with podcasts. Or I can fill that time with silence. And in the silence, I'm letting, again, my mind wander. Sure, I'm present at the need to drive safely, but I'm letting my mind reflect on the things that I need to learn and the things that I want to build. So the whole point in sitting in silence is sixth, so that you can capture ideas that may pop up. And I recommend having a notebook or a recording device at hand so that you can capture those ideas when they pop up. It's not if they pop up, it's when they pop up. And when you aren't sitting in silence, when you are filling your mind with all of the different voices, when you're filling your mind with all of these sounds of busy enough hustle, you neglect the sounds of your own soul, the sounds of your own imagination and creativity. And that's why you need to do that. And that's why I'm leaving a lot of silence and pauses in this podcast episode. So how do you sit in silence? In the silence, you will discover what you need. It's not going to be found in this episode. Sure, I'm directing you towards that silence, but I encourage you to sit there. Sit in silence for a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour if you can, and discover what you need to hear from yourself and not from my voice or anyone else's voice. Before we wrap up this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to leave you with a question to ponder. When was the last time you sat in silence for any stretch of time? I encourage you to spend a few moments today savoring a quiet moment. You'll be surprised at what you discover. You know, there are a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, and I'm grateful that you would spend valuable time listening to Getting Work to Work. Would you be willing to spread the word about the show with your friends, other creative entrepreneurs and leaders who want to get their work to work? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode, as well as find the links to stream the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and more. I really appreciate all of the support as the show continues to gain listeners every episode. You may have noticed in this episode that I love talking about curiosity, but did you know I also like writing about it too? Each week I release my curiosity thoughts in the Curiosity Lab. You can sign up today at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/279. I also have an email series for creative entrepreneurs who may be struggling with burnout, conformity, and mediocrity called The 7 Deadly Curiosity Killers. Head to curiositykillers.com to learn more about the ways you may be killing your curiosity. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to? Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.